from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's do it again and talk to our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Connor, just too big of a week to say, we'll talk to you next week. We've been waiting all year for this, so let's get back to what we were talking about. And again, we had some technical difficulties there with Connor cutting out. But start where you left off talking about what you took from the presser today with Kirby Smart.
I think this team is ready to go out and make a statement. I think you think back to these marquee openers they've had of late under Kirby Smart. 2021 against Clemson, they really show that defense is going to carry the way for this team, and that's exactly what happened. 2022, year after losing all those guys to the NFL draft, they knew they had a chance to go out and make a statement, and they did that against Oregon. There's been so much talk around this team this offseason about how last season ended with where this game is being played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium that I think this team is eager to go out there and in a new era of college football where it's a 12-team playoff. Nick Saban isn't at Alabama anymore. I think this Georgia team and Kirby Smart understand that there's an opportunity there to go out and make a statement, and I think this team is going to try very hard to do that on Saturday.
Connor, toughest schedule for the Dogs in 5 years easily. How is Kirby handling expectations? Are they different expectations? I mean, have they prepared any differently? Because on the outside looking in, you know, the path doesn't look as easy as it has in years past. So is there a different message?
No, I don't think so. And I actually think to that point, because of the fact that there are sort of two bye weeks built into the schedule because of where Labor Day falls this year, it allows them to do more prep work and work out in advance some of the tougher teams that they're going to play and focus on. And so because of the way the schedule sets up in that regard, I think it is going to make it a little bit easier on the back end when they do get into the Alabamas, the Texases, the Tennessees, the Ole Misses of the world. And in talking to players and coaches, they really think that if you go on one of these extended runs, and hopefully Georgia does do that this season, that any potential impact in terms of long season tired legs might actually end up carrying over into next season. Whereas, you know, this past year, this Georgia team, well, yes, they played and practiced very hard for the bowl game and showed that in the win over Florida State. You know, this team has been ready and rearing for another chance to go out there since last December. And so I think having that coupled with the fact that you open with a marquee opponent in Clemson, I think right now this team isn't all too worried about tired legs, along with the fact that, you know, they bring in a big freshman class. And while, yes, Georgia's going to have to get those guys ready to prepare and compete at a college level, they don't necessarily have some of the long wear and tear that some past teams have had. And there's pros and cons to that.
Connor, tell me your opinion. I know what Kirby said today. He was not going to talk about the ETN situation. Is he going to play in this first game? What do you think?
As I sit here today on Monday, I'm starting to lean towards no. I don't think that he's going to play. I think one of the components that changes this compared to, say, what we might see with Small London is the alcohol component, and that alcohol was a factor. And while, yes, the DUI itself was dismissed, he did plead guilty still, Trevor Etienne, to a minor in possession cause there. And so I think that aspect of it makes it a little bit different, whereas with Small London, yes, it was more of a driving-related offense. But because I think of the presence of alcohol that was with Etienne on that one, that is why, as we see here today, I maybe lean more no that he's not going to play. I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia reverses and decides that they are going to play him. I asked Kirby Smart if that decision has been made internally. He no commented that, as he has sort of no commented every sort of suspension-related question. And this is one of those things where, I understand Kirby taking his opinion on it. You know, there's no point in maybe punishing these guys in the media when he's obviously going to punish them behind closed doors. But at the same point in time, by not providing any sort of clarity on the matter, you have created maybe perhaps a bigger story or a longer story, whereas we had just sort of known all this in July. Maybe we view things differently there. But to that point as well, why give Clemson any sort of benefit or knowledge that, hey, we don't have to prepare for Trevor Etienne? And so I think all that together is a big reason why Georgia is going to keep all of this in-house and why we're all going to find out together on Saturday what the status is of Trevor Etienne.
He's Connor Riley of Dog Nation here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. The offense, you know, last year, is what I'm going to say, it started out really slow, wasn't very effective, and that still had Brock Bowers and still had Ladd McConkey and still had a whole bunch of other guys. Now, obviously, you're saying we're not going to have Travis Etienne. We have new players all across the offense. Is there, I don't want to say cause for concern, but how do we feel at this point the offense is going to start this season?
I think that at least I feel a good bit better about it because, to your point, Mark, I think things really changed for Georgia in that Auburn game, rather, where, you know, they're down, they trail by double digits multiple times, and they're like, all right, we got to see if Carson's going to be able to sink or swim, and there's no more sort of hand-holding here. And he was able to go out. He played really well in the second half of that Auburn game, and I think really took off from there. And so coming into the season, you don't want to put it all on the quarterback. I don't think that Georgia has ever, in a way that they're going to into this season, maybe other than Jake Fromm in 2019 when they were very limited offensively with what was around him, have they ever put as much on a quarterback as they are going to on Carson Beck this season. They trust him a lot. He's played a ton of football, obviously taking reps against Georgia's scout team for years, starting every game last season. They're very confident in what Carson Beck brings to the table, and we've heard Kirby Smart say this now multiple times. Carson's going to have to elevate those around him, and while, yes, that is a concern, especially with some of the depth issues that they have at receiver and for this first game at running back, I think there's a belief that Carson is going to be able to uplift those around him. He's that special of a talent.
Connor, as we talk about this game with Clemson on Saturday, noon kickoff, by the way, Dogs are 13.5-point favorite, if you're into those kinds of things, and I am. Tell me about the biggest concern with Clemson facing them. Now that we're here, it's week one. We've talked a lot about, you know, the makeup of the team and where we think they're good. But what is the concern, if there is one, for Dog fans and for Kirby Smart?
Yeah, I think you have to start with this defensive line. It could well be the best that Georgia plays this year. Pete Woods, T.J. Parker, and if you even want to extend that to the front seven, Barrett Carter is an NFL linebacker. Sammy Brown is a five-star prospect Georgia wanted. There are a lot of players in that Clemson front seven that Georgia has recruited. And you know, with the questions that Georgia has at running back, if they're able to gum up the middle of the field and make it hard for Georgia to run the ball and put more, even more of the game on the Carson's plate, that is where you open things up a little bit. You saw this weekend with Georgia Tech. I think they were able to control the lines of scrimmage really well, and that's why even though Florida State, I still think, is a more talented team than Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech was able to do enough and muck up that game and find a way to win it. And with week one, with Clemson similarly having had all offseason to prepare for this Georgia team, there's always sort of a weirdness with these week one games where we don't know exactly what we're getting. We have preconceived notions. But when, as Florida State and Georgia Tech showed this weekend, you know, you can be a double-digit favorite, but if you don't go out there and execute and you don't go out there and play well, a quality team is good enough to beat you, and Clemson is more than a quality team, certainly.
I kind of feel like this is the kind of game where Kirby goes back to bread and butter. You know, the old school, win at the line of scrimmage, run the ball a lot, don't have to do too much, eat the clock, control things from a defensive perspective, punt the ball if you have to, put your D back on the field. Like, I just get the sense that this could be a muck it up, ugly kind of style, like we saw a couple of years ago in that 7-3 game. Are you getting that same feeling?
I'll be interested to see what Kirby does here because they do have a game at the end of this month at Alabama where, you know, you do wonder how much do they really want to go out there and show. And to your point, Mark, I think that's where maybe you lean into the muck it up aspect of this. And so I think with Georgia, look, because it's Clemson, you know, it's a team that could very well win the ACC and thus earn a spot into the college football playoff. I think that they're going to be very content to just get out of there with a win. But I think at the same point in time, they're not just going to be able to, you know, like maybe we've seen in the past against Georgia Tech for a few years, or Kentucky, so to speak, and just be like, yeah, we're very vanilla. We're going to run the ball. We're going to do what we can on defense and just sort of get out of here with an unimpressive win. I don't think that they're going to be able to just do that and walk up and walk down Clemson. I think that they're going to have to work and show a little bit more. And because of that, that's maybe where, you know, Georgia opens up the playbook a little bit more than you would traditionally expect in a game like this.
If ETN doesn't play, who's playing? Frazier, Cash Jones? I mean, who's stepping in there?
Yeah, Branton Robinson and Nate Frazier are the names to know. And you could say that's a cause for concern. You could also maybe say it's a reason for excitement. When Branton Robinson was healthy in 2021 as a freshman, or 2022 as a freshman, he looked really promising. He looked like a really, you know, future of the Georgia running back room. Obviously suffers a patella tendon injury, and I'll be interested in seeing how he looks. He slimmed down since that injury. And then Nate Frazier, really the talk of fall camp from a freshman perspective, but he's never played in a college football game before. We're going to see how it goes and looks out there. I do expect it to be sort of a running back by committee. I'd be a little surprised if anyone has, say, more than 12 or 13 carries in this game. But they have enough bodies there to where they're going to be able to rotate and maybe ride the hot hand late. Whereas you think back to that last time they played Clemson, yes, it was a muck-it-up game. But late, when they needed to put Clemson away, they were able to turn to Zamir White and James Cook and ice that game away. We don't know if Georgia has that capability yet, but I have a good chance. I have a good idea that we're going to find that out on Saturday with Branton Robinson and with Nate Frazier.
Connor, before we let you go, next week when we're talking to you, and obviously it's going to be a great weekend of you know, Labor Day football and Saturday a full slate of games. Obviously the game at noon right here in Atlanta. As we come back and resume our conversation next week, are we talking about a big dog blowout? What's your heart telling you? Or are we talking about the dogs just handling business?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Listen, taking care of this first opponent.
I believe that Georgia covers in this game. I don't know if it's, you know, like a 28-point win or something like that. But right now, as we sit here on Monday, with what I think Kirby Smart wants to do with this team and how I think this team is capable of playing, I think that Georgia covers. You might be sweating late. You might be rooting against a backdoor cover. But I would take Georgia as a 2-touchdown favorite as I sit here today.
Dog Nation is brought to you by the Tour Championship. Get your tickets today at tourchampionship.com. Connor, we tell the people where they can follow your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We've got a ton of stuff on Dog Nation as well. The long off season is over. Game week is here. And this time Saturday, we'll know whether Georgia won or lost that first game.
No doubt. Can't wait, my man. Talk to you next week. Great job as always. Thanks for calling back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.